Okay, tonight is Money in the Bank. Daniel Bryan and Rowan take on the Uso boys on the pre-show. Why on the pre-show? Because they didn't think that Bryan would come back, and they didn't think Bryan would be back so soon. So he's on a pre-show against the Usos, who are on Monday Night Raw, not SmackDown anymore. Almas might win the Money in the Bank match because his girlfriend is Charlotte Flair. Of course, he walked into Vince McMahon's office and said, I want to push. And Vince basically told him, learn English and we might push you, you know. Hey, Vince, learn how to think like a guy who owns a wrestling company. Maybe your ratings will get better. Impact Wrestling seems to be having problems recently. Killer Cross may want out of his deal. Jordan Grace, who Impact says they had signed to a contract, supposedly they did not sign her, which could be a problem for that contract. The weirdest thing is that during Impact's on the Pursuit Channel, which is their home network channel, toward the end of the show for the main event, they went to a commercial and the show never came back on. Then they said if you wanted to see the main event, you'd have to log on to their new app, Impact Plus, to see it. Looks like AEW may not only be a problem for WWE, it may be a problem for Impact Wrestling, too.